Hello, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jesse Duplantis.
And I'm Kathy Duplantis.
And thank you for tuning in once again to our boardroom chats. It's such a blessing.
You know what,
Lord.
Jesse? This is number 299. Next chat will be 300.
300.
That's a big number.
That's a lot of
word going
information
out
now. Glory
and
to God.
And reaching so many people.
Yeah,
too.
Reaching people, changing lives, one soul at a time. We say that all the time here.
Got a lot of one souls right here in the testimonies,
oh,
too.
Oh, my. Do you want to start with testimonies?
Let's do it.
Go ahead, girl.
This is from Pauline. It says, congratulations on 50 years of ministry. Ooh. Watching from Manchester, UK, United Kingdom.
You know, if I'd have known you wore your 50-year sweatshirt, I'd have worn mine.
Yeah, I know you always want to be like me.
I want to be like you.
Manoush says, this is one who regularly comments. It says, I recognize that name.
What's the name?
I'm Manoushi.
Manoush.
I may be pronouncing it wrong.
Manoush.
Norway, from Norway.
Norway, oh, great.
Thank you, Lord, for giving us this blessing of a year, and I name it the year of restoration.
Amen.
I'm trusting in and putting the Lord first. I will continue to partner with JDM. It has been a blessing to have you both in our lives. God has been good for me and my house. Praise the Lord. Hugs from Norway.
Well, I'm going to tell you something. That we're trying to work out something right now. We haven't done it yet, so don't hold me to it. We want to come to Norway if we can this year.
In 2026.
Yeah,
well,
if we can.
Believe
and,
with us.
Put it on our European tour.
So we can plan
we're getting that all together. So be praying for us.
Yes.
Go ahead.
And Sabrina says, thank you for emphasizing putting God first. Brother Jesse, when you share stories about your mother, it touches my heart. Let those tears flow.
Oh,
you have me crying when you share those stories. God bless you both. I love y'all.
Kathy, she'll say things she knows. I'm a man that doesn't cry.
I didn't do it for that motive.
Oh,
I just knew it.
Think,
the story was so perfect for what we're dealing with.
Let me pray for God. Help this woman.
You got to get free of that.
No, she likes to see me cry.
No.
But yes, you do. You know you do.
I don't.
You enjoy that.
I just
y'all pray
knew.
For my wife
I was
alive.
Right. Sabrina agrees with me.
Okay.
It was good.
What does Sabrina say?
Let the tears flow.
Let the tears flow.
And Ava says, thank you for differentiating the kingdom of heaven and the kingdom of God. I think we often interchange these phrases, and we are not correct. I'm now more conscientious of the difference, and I think it has helped me in my understanding and conversations with the Father.
Praise God.
I love to hear things like that, how they're getting closer to God and connecting with Him in prayer through these meetings.
Read that again. I want to hear that again.
Again, Ava.
Ava,
says,
that's a great name.
Thank you for differentiating the kingdom of heaven and the kingdom of God.
That's right.
I think we often interchange these phrases and we're not correct. I am now more conscientious of the difference, and I think it has helped me in my understanding and conversations with the Father.
That's wonderful.
I love
praise
that.
The Lord.
That's a past chat they're referring to when you talk about
right.
putting God first. You can go back and look at it after this one.
Okay.
Not now. And Meredith says, last week's boardroom chat and message was just for me. Thank you. Then this last one we have today says, all your messages are anointed. Thank you, Jesse and Kathy. I pray for God's grace, love, kindness, and peace to be with you both. Thank you for your teachings and for sharing your ministry to us all worldwide.
Well, we can't do it
worldwide.
We can't do it without our faithful
That's
partners
right.
who
you,
support
partners.
This ministry financially. You know, I say this all the time. I wish things were free, but they're not, you know, and that's okay because I know people got to make a living somewhere, whatever. But I thank each and every one of you. I want to say that first for all the financial blessing that you send to this ministry. I want to say this 100%. Get this in your mind. 100%. Of what you give goes into world evangelism. None of it goes anywhere else because we've been debt-free since 1982. Mm. And that's a long time ago. And God's been so good and gracious. And I want to thank you because we've asked the Lord for every dollar, euro, pound, franc, whatever your monetary thing is, that we would ask for a soul into the kingdom. And you know what? We're accomplishing that, Kathy. It's amazing
right.
how many people contact this ministry. Over from January the 2020 to the end of actually 2025, at the first day of January 2026, we've had like almost 150 million people.
Praise God.
Just that. That's not counting all the other things. And we work like, me and Kathy, we work like dogs now. I don't know what dog works the most, but I'm telling you what, we believe in that. We reach in people. We do it.
We're like the mush dogs on the, in
yeah,
the
mush.
Snow.
We just keep going.
We're not like this lazy dogs and the bloodhounds sitting around, but
yeah,
we're
you're looking like that.
And we're a team of them.
Yeah.
It's not just us. We have a whole team of people.
You're my
pulling,
partners.
Pulling together.
They do that.
to go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. And that's our assignment. And it's our assignment to the body of Christ.
That's the Lord. I ask you, if you're not appointed, pray about becoming one. I mean that sincerely. And plus that, the anointing of increase is on us. I'm telling you.
It does pay who you're connected to.
You better know. It will come on you if you just believe God.
What do we call it? Increase by association.
Increase by association.
You've taught on that here on the chat.
Use your faith voice. Our theme for 2026 is use your faith voice.
Right.
Only say what faith says. Mm-hmm. And it's such a blessing. So if you'd like to be a giver or you'd like to be a partner.
Part of our team.
That's right. Go to jdm.org and you can hit the donate button if you like. Mm-hmm. Or you can use PayPal if you want. You can text the give a one-time donation. Or a recurring donation, whatever you want to do, you can use the free JDM app, that's the one you like, and select the giving that you want. Or you can mail in, use the post office and mail a check in that way.
Let me say
it again, none of it comes to us. 100% goes in the world evangelism.
Yeah.
And that's what it's all about, to reach people, to change lives, one soul at a time.
You know, Jesse, I'm still thinking about those mush dogs. And it reminded me about how years ago, you haven't been to every part of the world, but our messages and the broadcast or the social media posts now have impacted so many lives. You remember the people from the North Pole, they were like scientists up there, and they were watching the program.
Yeah.
Or they were getting blessed and ministered. How God uses the different platforms.
They remember what I said, you know.
I
said, I'll go anywhere. I'll go anywhere to come to preach. They said, well, since you said you'd go, come preach to us.
Mm-hmm.
I've never been to the North Pole, but I want to go. I've never been to the Antarctica. I want to go. And mark my words, one day I'm going. And I wouldn't mind it happening this year. Now, Kathy don't like that cold. She said, you're going by yourself.
You know, some people go and some people are sent. I may send him. We'll see.
I tell you what.
I may have to go to make sure he wears his coat because, he doesn't always think ahead. That's why he's got me. I'm a helper. I'm a good helper.
You know, it's just such a, yes, she is. It's such a blessing of the Lord. Thank you once again for all that you've done for this mission. And I want to say, we're going to be celebrating 50 years.
We are celebrating.
Yeah, all through the years,
okay.
What I'm saying. And it's just such a blessing. And I said this the other day, and I'm going to say it again. I was thinking the other day, and the Lord said, do you know how old Moses was when he started preaching? I said, yeah, he was 80 years old. And he said, and he went home to be with the Lord at 120. And the Lord said, Jesse, you've been preaching longer than Moses. I thought, good God, I'm old. Moses, that's true.
He's done 40 years.
Now watch this. Jesus only done 3, but he did more in 3 years than I've ever did in 50.
Yeah.
What amazing. So that's what we do here. And we're trying to book as many things as we can to come see you personally if we can, in America, wherever. And God is so good and gracious. So thank you. I want to talk about a virtue today. And if you got the book of James.
Yeah, have it open to James.
I'm just going to be honest. I don't like this virtue. It aggravates me, but it's a perfect virtue, and everyone should have it. James chapter 1, verse 1. I'm always honest. It says, as James, a servant of God, and of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes which are scattered abroad, greetings. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into divers temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. But let patience have her perfect work, that you may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. Mm. I want to talk about this virtue called patience. If you're an American, we're not too many patient people. We want things yesterday. You know, we just used, maybe we spoiled, I don't know. But patience is a wonderful thing. Many years ago, Brother Copeland preached, both of us preached the same sermon, didn't know what was going to happen and all at the time. He called it the power twins, faith and patience. And I preached it, I called it the power boys, faith and patience. Patience is one of the greatest virtues that God has ever put. And why? Because of that last verse. And that is verse 4. But let patience have her perfect work, that you may be perfect and entire. Notice the next statement, wanting nothing. Now, what does wanting nothing mean to you? That's spiritual, physical, and financial. So you learn. Now, one thing I hate to do is stand in lines. But a lot of times when I'm standing in a line about something trying to get, I say, well, I'm working my patience. You see what I'm saying? And everyone should have that. So if you got a bunch of kids that
it's
ain't
an opportunity.
You're not living right. use your patience because you got the promise of your family down to 1,000 generations. You see what I'm saying? And sometimes Kathy wants me to do something, and sometimes I take a little too long. I tell her, she has to work on her patience. Till I get there, to get there, and vice versa, you know? It just works that way. It's a wonderful virtue because it supplies everything you want. Now, you think about it. Go read it. What does it say in some of the other translations?
In the Amplified, we start reading at verse 2?
Yeah, you can. But when you get to verse 4, let me know.
Verse 2 says, "Consider it wholly joyful, my brethren, whenever you are enveloped or encounter trials of any sort or fall into various temptations. Be assured and understand that the trial and proving of your faith bring out endurance and steadfastness and patience. But let endurance and steadfastness and patience have full play and do a thorough work so that you may be people perfectly and fully developed with no defects, lacking in nothing."
Lacking in nothing. Now, go to the passion on that. What does
okay,
it say?
I'm gonna see.
Now, listen to this. I mean, you know, people have learned to live in lack when you should never have lack.
Of any kind, whether it's financially or
spiritual,
character.
Spiritual, physical, financial.
Lack
I don't care
character.
What the church world says. This is what God says. Then I'm going to explain to you why James wrote that after Kathy reads the Passion Translation.
It says in verse 2, "My fellow believers, when it seems as though you are facing nothing but difficulties, see it as an invaluable opportunity to experience the greatest joy that you can. For you know that when your faith is tested, it stirs up power within you to endure all things. And then as your endurance grows even stronger, it will release perfection into every part of your being until there is nothing missing and nothing lacking."
Whew.
Isn't that great?
That's powerful.
I love
now,
that one.
Why did James write that? Okay, James was Jesus' brother.
Half brother.
Yeah, but still a brother.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Still
watch this. He aggravated at Jesus because he was the religious guy. He's the one that wanted to keep the law. James, pastor of the Jerusalem church, everything. Mary got a little nervous about Jesus. He said, he's lost his senses. We
this
gotta
was
go take
before
him
his death.
Yeah, I mean, you got to understand. They don't realize, but that God manifested in the flesh. Jesus would do things that just make the Pharisees mad, including James, because he was a temple guy. He was just, you know, until he began to realize that when he was talking about patience, that he needed to have patience to see Jesus' development so that he could see that he was Christ, or the Messiah, or God in the flesh.
Mm.
Nothing broken, nothing meant. Jesus would not blink at nothing. You see what I'm saying? So and to make people understand why they couldn't keep the law.
Right.
And yet Jesus kept the law perfectly. Now that aggravated James. You see what I'm saying? Until he got that revelation. Yeah. See, so I remember when God called me to the ministry, I said, I can't do this. But whoever God calls, he qualifies.
Mm.
If he calls you to be a giver, he's going to qualify your giving. If he calls you to be a preacher, he's going to qualify you to do that. If he calls you to be a secretary in a company, he qualifies you to do that. If he calls you to sing, he qualifies you to do that. He got to understand, he just don't just throw you out there. He qualifies you. But you have to have the patience so you can develop to the fullness of the stature of Christ. I'm not saying it's easy. But the best way, a perfect example is a diet.
Mm.
Every diet works if you stay on it. But some people just can't say, patience, man, because that body gonna start screaming. But eventually it shuts its mouth. You begin to lose the weight. Then you get stupid. You go back to eating exactly what you did before you went on a diet and you gain the weight back. Now, you know what? The best thing to do is quit worrying about your weight. Just live and let the Lord bless you and help you. Now, live healthy if you can. Don't misunderstand me. And I have a friend of mine. I don't think he'll mind me saying Charlie. I'm going to keep his last name. Charlie, his wonderful wife. So his wife said, "Now, Charlie, you need to lose a little weight." You know what Charlie told his wife? "You take care of your weight, and I'm going to take care of my weight." That
it's
makes
total
sense.
It's a sensitive subject.
It's very sensitive, you know. Kathy says she don't like me talking about her weight.
Right. Talk about your weight.
Yeah.
If you want.
Yeah. It's okay, you know. But I tell her,
it's a personal thing.
Let patience have its perfect work.
That's right.
That you'll be entire wanting nothing. And it's just such a blessing to get to a point in life, watch this, that you want nothing. Spiritual, physical, financial. How do you do that? Study the word, pray the word, quote the word. I've said that in one of my sermons. When you understand that, what is going on, man, it's amazing what you can do. I remember I couldn't wait till I became 18 because I thought 18 I could be a man. I made 18 and I get drafted. And all of a sudden, I found out I could be sued. I thought, wait a minute, this is not as what I thought it was, you know, those kind of things. But I remember, I thought, God, help me, Jesus. And I remember I wanted to become 25. Mm-hmm. That was one age I was looking for. This is going to be stupid. You know why I wanted to be 25? Because my car insurance would go down at that time. I don't think now it ever goes down. It just goes up most of the time. But if you were 25, they did whatever, how they know what the figure is, it was cheaper because you, I guess in
less
their mind, you
less
become
of a
man.
Risk.
Less of a risk and things of that nature. So patience is one of them. Maybe you're living with a husband that ain't doing too good. Let your patience work.
Or a wife.
Or a wife. It doesn't make no difference. I mean, whatever. Or your children. Maybe your dog. I don't know. Whatever. If you let patience work, you'll become perfect, which means matured, entire, wanting nothing. Or like one translates, lacking nothing. Now, why do people get jealous when people have more than enough? Because their patience is not developed.
Yeah, because they'll get there too if they will apply the same principles.
No respect of persons.
No respect of persons. You know, Jesse, when you're talking about patience, the story.
You're not talking about me, huh?
Oh, yeah.
I thought so.
The story that comes to mind is the story you tell me about your grandmother when she was patiently teaching you to be patient. When your little shoelaces got in a knot and you were trying to untie them, and you were getting frustrated,
so
and she was trying to teach you how to be patient. Tell that family story.
It's not one that's going to make him cry, but it's still a good story. I was about, I don't know, 4 or 5 years old, but let me tell you why I remembered it so well. I mean, I tied a knot, and I'd get so mad, you know. And so my grandmother, on my mother's side, and I said, Grandma, she said, now sit down, Lissy. She sat me down, she said, I'm going to show you how to do this. You know, and man, she picking on the knot. And I, you know, you get mad and you pull it tighter. And it's hard sometimes to get it. So she pick it all out like this. So it took a little while. My grandfather walks in.
He's watching that.
He's watching this. He said, Jesse, let me show you how to get rid of them knots. Pulls his pocket knife out and cut the shoelaces. And my shoe opened up. Now, my grandmother was the sweetest person you ever seen in your life. She never got mad or nothing.
She's very, the epitome of patience, huh?
Perfect.
Usually.
Perfect, I'm telling you. She turned around and looked at my grandfather and she hollered at him. You didn't holler at my grandfather. He was the boss, you understand? He's the copy, the duty, the copy. I mean, he's the man. You're the boss of the bosses, you see. And she was only like 4'11".
And he was a big old guy.
Oh, yeah, he's a big guy. He's huge. And she hollered and told him to get out of the house. And I was shocked.
Because she never talked back to him
at all. Oh, no. And he was,
she's
nobody
very submissive.
Said he would knock you down in the sand. He didn't know what to do. He just backed out the house. And we were just shocked. She was so mad. I'd never seen her again.
Angry, yeah.
Angry. Then all of a sudden, because she was a godly woman, she broke. And she started crying. Now, when Grandma started crying, I just shake up everybody, you know. And I didn't know what to do. And my grandfather, he went out the house and he looked and he walked in. And that's the first time and the only time in my entire life with him that I heard him say, I'm sorry, girl. I'm sorry. And she said, I didn't mean to. You know, I didn't mean to get so angry. You know, she's just a godly person, you know, and stuff like that. My grandfather, I could tell he was stumbling when he said that. He I mean, you challenge him, son, you're going to lose.
That was so out of character for her. Yeah. And he knew he had crossed the line.
Yeah.
But he did the right thing.
He did exactly the right thing. And that's the only thing.
What happened next?
Well, they hugged each other, you know, that kind of stuff. And I remember walking out the house, and Linda.
Your cousin?
Yeah. And she said, I said, boy, I said, Grandma, shut down, Grandpa. She said, what? I said, you ain't going to believe this. Oh, you got to be. I said, no. And the reason why I remember, because I put my shoe on and my shoe was flopping.
You couldn't reuse it. It wasn't a good solution, Grandpa.
It was not a good solution. But I'll never forget that.
Patience was the best solution.
I'm telling you one thing, buddy, that little woman, I mean, you never know how strong a woman can be. It just came out. I mean, because she was trying to do something right for her grandson, you know, that kind of stuff.
It taught him a lesson.
Oh, it taught him a lesson. I mean, that's the only time. That is the only time ever I heard him say that, you know. And but, I mean, patience had its perfect work right there.
Yeah, it was an opportunity.
Yeah, and sure enough, we had to go to the store and get a pair of shoelaces, put it back in. And he brought it. He said, I didn't tell you this part. He said, now, Jesse, your grandmother will show you how to lace this shoe up and to tie it so you don't get a knot. I thought to myself, you know, I said, okay, you know, because I mean, and that's the only time in all my years. And man, and he died when I was 11 years old. And that bothered me because, I mean, you couldn't tell each other you love it because, you know, you happen to be a boy. You couldn't say that. Only the girls did that. You had to be tough and all that kind of stupid stuff, you know, and things of that nature. But Grandma was just one of the most wonderful things. She loved that man. You know, my grandfather died. I said you talking about that.
Yeah.
And she it took a long time. I mean, long.
She was a widow a long time.
She
finally
remarried a guy. And I don't even know his name. I called him Mr.
Because you were like,
B.
How old were you when your grandfather died? The one who
I was 11.
Cut the laces, 11.
Right.
And so how old were you later when we were married when she married
Mr. B. If you remember.
Yeah, I remember. You performed the wedding
but you
ceremony.
After he passed away, now it's a good, 25 years. Okay? She was up in age, way up there.
Maybe
you know?
30 years.
It may be 30 years. But you couldn't
say his name.
She busts out crying. Mm-hmm. So it was so funny. And Mr. B understood that. And I said, something stupid. I said, Grandma, what you think Grandpa would say about that? Oh, she busts out crying. Mr. B just patted on the shoulder.
He
all right. He understood that.
You
know, and he was a fine man too. Don't misunderstand. And they were happy, you know. And but I'll never forget that. Boy, when my grandmother loved you, she loved you for life.
Mm-hmm. That's about taught you a lot of great things.
A lot of great things. And my other grandmother was the same way, too. Mm-hmm. She, my two grandpas was the problem. but I had the two best grandmothers any boy ever had. And I think what it was, because they had this virtue.
They were godly women.
Godly women. But they were patient.
They were patient.
With us. And all those
and
other
mothers
things.
Need to be patient, teach their children patience.
Right, yeah.
And we don't always get it right. Even Grandma had a little moment where but even if you mess up, there's a way to recover.
Right.
And ask forgiveness. And when someone asks forgiveness, you forgive them and you walk on.
What's those three things you say?
First of all, I was wrong. Forgive me. No, I was wrong. I'm sorry. Forgive me.
What was the first one?
The first one is, I was wrong. Actually,
stop.
Jody tells me there should be three, four.
Okay.
You should first say you were right, because she said people don't want to know. They don't care if you're wrong. They want to know that you recognize that they're right. So you're right. I was wrong. I'm sorry. Forgive me. It's a great four-step plan.
Have you ever been wrong?
I have been wrong.
To me?
Yes, I have been wrong. I've misunderstood you. And got upset about things. And then we talked it out. And I said, we don't have to go into all of that. More than once.
You see, when it gets close to her, she changed it.
More than once. We're running out of time, folks. I'm so sorry.
In everything. So in other words, if things are having a little tough time, just say this. I'm developing my patience.
Yeah.
I'm believing God.
And recognize that there are times when you can be wrong, you know?
Yes.
And
everybody has. But it's like getting up on the wrong side of the bed. What side of the bed is that? I'd just like to know, because I don't think anybody knows. But just some days, Your fuse is short. Have you ever been in your car and you're driving, you start to aggravate, and you got your fuse hanging out the window just in case somebody does something? It just light it, sucker, and see what I'll do, you know? They call it road rage or something like that, you know, and they shouldn't do those kind of things and stuff like that. But Kathy's now developed my habit that if somebody's doing something wrong, I'll start talking to them like they can hear them in the car. I said, what's the matter with you? Are you waiting on Christmas? And one time, guys said, Christmas is today.
Yeah, but now this is Christmas Day.
Like last night, we were coming and somebody pulled across and she go, what that fool doing? this is last night. What that fool doing?
Yeah, bad company corrupts
Oh, not listening to this, you know. But you know, you just, as you grow older, I think you become more careful.
Well, you know, I just want, before we close today, I want to read the next verse, and I want to read it in the New Living Translation, because it is the recipe, or it is the answer, or how to develop this perfect virtue called patience. It really goes on to say, we need wisdom about how to be patient. Yeah. And verse 5 says, of James chapter 1 says, if you need wisdom, ask our generous God, and he will give it to you. He will not rebuke you for asking, but when you ask him, be sure that your faith is in God alone. Do not waver. Oops, I lost it.
Do not waver,
for a person with divided loyalty is as unsettled as a wave of the sea that is blown and tossed by the wind. Such people should not expect to receive anything from the Lord. Their loyalty is divided between God and the world, and they are unstable in everything they do. So wisdom is so important when you're seeking God about patience. You can get wisdom from God's word that will help you to understand some things.
Yeah.
And enable you to develop that perfect virtue of patience. You're going to need the wisdom of God, and that's available to you. What are you looking for?
I'm looking for that scripture. There it is right here. You were talking about wisdom. Wisdom is the principal thing. You get wisdom, you get understanding.
Where is that at?
I don't know. I'm trying to look for
Proverbs.
It. Proverbs? Yeah, it's in Proverbs, I think. Wisdom is the principal thing. You get wisdom, you get understanding.
Okay.
I can't remember exactly where it was in one of those verses, but that is so true. Yeah, Proverbs 4, verse 7. Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom, and with all thy getting, get understanding.
Mm-hmm.
And it's one of the greatest things in the world to have wisdom. It's totally different from knowledge. Wisdom is the ability to use knowledge. See, so when your faith is being, not your faith, when your patience is being, quote, for lack of a better way to say it, tested, let that virtue do it, and you know what? You'll get up and say, I don't want nothing today. It brought every answer spiritually, physically, financially, in every area of our lives. Very simple teaching, you see. But it's very, and the world needs it everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
What's happening in the world is crazy.
Yeah.
But that patience will develop a right person in you.
Right.
The God kind of faith. It'll do everything it's supposed to do. You know, it's amazing how God put everything in that scripture, and people think it's past. It is past, but it's present and it's future. The Bible answers everything and anything, anywhere, at any time, if you just believe it.
Amen.
And that's what it's all about. Well, I hope you enjoyed our little teaching today. And, God is so good and gracious. And right now I'm working on my patience right now because my plane, I had some things done today. It was supposed to come home today, and I found out it's going to come home tomorrow. They're waiting on a part. I just talked to one. I went, you got to be kidding me. I wanted it today, but y'all keep believing with me because the part can come in early. It's a very simple thing. Put it on and go, you know. But I mean, so be praying and believe because I got things to do. I'm back on the road here.
Every day you have a chance to develop patience in a different area of your life, and it's a good thing.
Yeah.
Jesus was, the Bible talks about how he set his face toward Jerusalem. There was a time in his earthly ministry where they could have killed him at any point. The Bible talks about how he disappeared in their midst. There was a point in time, so he had to apply the principles and everything throughout his earthly life. We can get ahead. Sometimes, I don't know why the Lord wants me to say this, but we can get ahead of God and be impatient, but we have to learn to take the steps as God directs us, and so he provides wisdom for us as we move along, whatever it is you're called to do in life, if you're in business, if it's a family situation, maybe whatever dream or vision you have, especially when we're starting a new year. Everybody has dreams, we have goals, we have visions, things we want to see accomplished. We're using our faith voice to bring things to pass, but we can't We have to develop patience so that we take the right steps at the right time so that we can see the fulfillment of every dream and every vision come into pass.
And it will work. Amen. It will work. And it will bless you and minister greatly to you. Once again, partners, thank you for all that you do for this ministry.
Yes.
And if you want to be a partner, let me say it again, just go to jdm.org. That's our website. You can hit a donate button. I hope you do, because 100% is going to touch some people, get somebody saved, get somebody healed. Mm-hmm. You can use PayPal or text to give if you want a one-time donation or recurring one.
Yes.
Or you can go to the free, and I use the word free because it is free. Our JDM app, select the giving for you. It costs us, but it won't cost you. Mm-hmm. But that's okay. Or you can mail in and use the post office and mail in a donation. I hope you do. Because, you see, I like the word donation. Do a nation.
Mm-hmm.
Do a nation. See, I mean, it's just such a blessing of the Lord. So until next, and it's going to be really unique next time,
because we'll be at
300. Isn't that something?
That's a great one.
That's amazing.
We're going to celebrate it.
Oh, yes, we're going to do it. Have a great and glorious day. Kathy and Jesse saying we love you. We'll see you soon. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.